as it is a bye week for the Falcons, and obviously coming off of what was a really bad loss to Denver, most of the audio, like Falcons conversation, is more national than local, I would say. And it's been interesting to hear some of it because it's been pretty extreme, I think. Here's Adam Schefter talking about the Falcons.
Atlanta had an opportunity to separate itself, and it squandered that opportunity. It squandered. And now it's still, a game and a half up on the Buccaneers right now. So they're still in a good spot, the Falcons are, but they were 6-3 and rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you the one thing, like you said, the national thing, the other ones are, and every one of these people that have talked about this specific game, everybody has called it what it was, and they said it just like that, an ass whooping. Everybody said that. Everybody said that about that. I mean, it's Thursday, and we ain't got to say another damn thing about it. We got to talk to Joe Patrick at 120. There's nothing to say about this team.
Not so much about the game.
Get it fixed.
The game was what it was, but he's right from a big picture perspective, and that's what's so frustrating about it is to be at 6-3, especially looking at that New Orleans game.
Yeah.
They're not any good.
Yeah.
Like, had every opportunity to win that game, put the division away. I won't say squandered because they're still very likely to win the division.
But it's
very frustrating to, I don't know. I mean, maybe they just aren't what people wanted them to be. Like, clearly they're not. Otherwise, they wouldn't be 6-5 right now.
The Saints just won two games in a row, and one of them against the Falcons. And you just said that the Saints stink. The Saints are beat up, wounded, ain't got no bodies, and they beat them. And that's the one, I mean, if you want to talk about the head-to-head, obviously because of where you were and you started your engine too late against the Saints, if they had maybe 10 more minutes, they probably would have beat the Saints. But at the same time, you didn't. But then you go and just lay a complete egg up there in Denver. I mean, that was just the bad part of it all. It's like, okay, we lost to Denver. Man, you got thrashed. And you don't see a lot of thrashings in the NFL. Well, you saw a couple on Sunday because the damn Jacksonville Jaguars got thrashed. But Jacksonville Jaguars are at Cancun already.
Yeah, that's the difference to me is the teams that end up finding themselves on the receiving end of those types of beatings, I mean, they tend to be the teams that are going to be drafting in the top five, right? Like, we're talking about teams that either should or have fired their coaches. The Falcons are going to win the division and play a playoff game most likely. And they got destroyed last weekend.
But you think about it, like we talked about Monday, just if you look at their schedule versus Tampa's schedule, Tampa's getting guys back. He's back. The left tackle's coming back. Mike Evans is coming back. We know God was not coming back. But they're getting healthier.
Thank God the Falcons got them when they got them.
Yes.
And beat them the two times they did when they beat them. Because, Tampa, and they're tough, man. Like, even as devastated as they've been by injuries, they've played tough every single game.
They fought.
They haven't lost any games like that.
No.
You know, they haven't been beat by 30 by anybody.
Beat down.
Obviously it's bye week, so nothing's going to happen this week, and that can change your perception of the last couple of games. But, I mean, it's a manhood check when things come back. I mean, you got a tough one against the Chargers, and you better be ready to go.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, this final six games might get a little bit ugly. Nobody wants to see that.